Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Coming in, and I just destroyed it.
At 4 o'clock in the morning, the lunch crowd food is going out.
And I was, by the way,
that's going to sit there for hours.
I was losing the battle. Like, there's no way I could have came in here with what I did.
Oh, my gosh. I figured that'd be stomach turning for you. Yeah. All right, well,
I'm surprised you wouldn't have done the same thing.
I don't think my body would have allowed me to get out of a car in New York City at 4 a.m. and run somewhere.
No chance.
Like, yeah, my body just would have shut down.
I jumped out of my truck like a drug bust. Like, I was like, you know, it's like, action fire.
And you won.
Oh, I won.
How long did the process take?
It was a legit 2-minute process. I mean, it was coming.
All right. Let's take a break, because now I'm going to throw up. When we come back, we'll reset, turn our attention to a little bit of football.
Let's do it.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, 7:05, hour two, the Boomer and Geo program. Willie and Jerry in for the guys. We'll be back tomorrow. Built Ford Tough Studio, 888-808-1019 is the number. A lot of baseball in that first hour. We will turn our attention for a couple of minutes to the football, but quickly, like to just promote your event coming up on Thursday night, Gotham Comedy Club. Why don't you give us a little bit about it? I know you got all these comedians. 8 p.m. for the comedy show. This goes to your foundation. Doors open at 7:30. Why don't we get tickets? Where do we go for tickets?
You can go online and get the tickets.
At
Gotham Comedy Club. Once again, or you can click, hit the scan bar there, the QR code.
No, nice.
You can do that. Also, you can just pull up to the door and pay. But, man, we got a great lineup, as you see there. We got Mike Yard, Paul Rizzieri, if you will, and a host of other more, man. But it's for my foundation. It's for the kids in the Bronx, man. We try to, you know, do our best with giving them everything we can. I grew up in an underserved community, so we do a great job. Back to school drive, turkey drive, Christmas, college fair. We also do, you know, my football camp, which goes down in August. So all this money that we're able to raise goes to those initiatives. And last year was hit, and it was great. So we try to run it back. And thank you to Steve, the head of the Golf and Comedy Club. He was able to allow us to, you know, really be, you know, do it at his historic club, if you will. Yep. And so it's good. So if you're out there, if you're free on Thursday, please come by the Gotham Comedy Club. Support us. Support the foundation. That's me and my wife on a flyer there. And we're excited for the night.
Very cool. Sounds good. I've been to a couple with Craig, and it usually is a fun night out for sure.
Yeah, so. Craig hosted last year. It was great. Nice. So he did a great job as well.
There you go. All right. So now with that, and we'll mention that again later on, so for a different audience. So with that, you've got, I was mentioning just this time we're in now, and I've kind of been on this for about a month or so, especially with the start that both baseball teams have gotten out to, the different feelings around both football teams. Now, I don't say that anybody's expecting the Jets to play the Giants in the Super Bowl. I don't mean that, obviously. But I think from where we've been to where I think these teams are going and where they currently sit now and with the draft and with some free agent moves that they've made, you know, it seems to me like New York football, for the first time in quite a while, it seems like there's a little bit of a path back to success. I feel like with the Jets and Aaron Glenn, they've kind of dialed it back. They've kind of restarted. They've done it quietly. They've made some, I think, very good moves in the offseason so far. They had a defense that underachieved last year that can get better. I expect it to get better. And with the Giants, there's this, at least from the people I talk to, like a renewed optimism around the team in that the disastrous seasons are behind them, and maybe they'll still be, I don't know, in a, and I know they had the one outlier year with the playoffs, but for the most part, the season's over, the third week of September. I don't feel like that's going to be the case this year.
Well, I think it's different. So I think if you start with the Jets, man, I think a lot of people are happy that the Aaron Rodgers and the Zach Wilson saga is all over, that that's kind of behind them. I think there is so much at stake. I think this is probably the most pivotal year in a long time for the New York Jets from this standpoint. You got this young, not young, but this new head coach, Aaron Glenn, who's obviously knows a lot about the franchise and is it was a part of this organization not only as a player but also as a scout. It has done great things in Detroit. Can he come here and bring this and revamp this team from a defensive standpoint and also from an offensive standpoint? Can he get the best out of Justin Fields? Because Justin, this is his third team. I think there's still this question mark on who is he, and now that he has a new OC who's new at the job from a standpoint that he's never had his own show, this is his own show, and can he get Justin Fields to play at a high level? I think right now, if I'm the New York Jets, the offense has to go through Breece Hall. I think last year he dealt with some injuries. You couldn't find him on tape. And I think the ball went through Aaron Rodgers, obviously because it's Aaron Rodgers. But I think now that that's not the case, I think in order to protect Justin Fields, you got to give Breece Hall the ball. You have to get Breland Allen the ball as well. And we got to figure out, even though there's a lot of talk, where does Garrett Wilson stand? You know, because he averaged like 9 targets a game, but it felt like he never was in sync with Aaron Rodgers. And even when Devontae Adams came along, there was a disconnect there. Can that all change? So I think there's a lot of optimism. I think there's a lot of hope. But I think Jets fans are out of hope. I think they're worn down to the nub. They just want to see production. They just want to see a production, a competitive outfit. And can Justin Fields at least get them to a wild card game? You know,
in terms of Fields, he's interesting to me because he was drafted very high, as we know.
Yep.
When I look back to, I have to pull the stats up, but my memory or recollection is, his last year in Chicago, things were starting to trend better.
Yeah.
He went 4-2 with the Steelers. Now, I know he wasn't throwing for 400 yards a game, but they're winning games.
Yeah.
What is the, would you say, is the real expectation for him coming to? I know it's his third team, but again, I can point to a couple of really good things the last couple of years with two different teams. What is the real expectation, do you think, for a Justin Fields? You
lean on his athleticism. I think if you try to make him a stoic quarterback, like a golf out of Detroit, I think you're going to hurt yourself. I think you got to allow his athleticism to work for him. The kid has some mechanical issues. I mean, he's not overly accurate. He's not the guy who's going to kind of throw you some wins, throw the ball where you're going to equal some wins. But I do think with his athleticism, moving a pocket, leaning in on run game, you know, having him throw the ball no more than 30 times a game, you can make things happen. So that's and I think he's older. I think he's a lot more mature than he was. The fact that, you know, if things don't go well, for whatever reason, the Jets do have an out after 1 year. But I think he's going into it with the mindset. He has a coach that believes in him. The Jets obviously seem like they believe in him. Now he has to just go and produce. But I don't think it's a situation where you're going to see him sit in a pocket like a Stafford and Jared Goff and just deliver dimes after dime. I think if that's the case, they're going to get hurt. Like, and that's what's interesting about Tanner, the OC coming out of Detroit. Hopefully he realized Justin isn't Jared Goff. You know, that this is still a young guy who's still trying to find his way in this league.
Now, I've watched enough of Jets post-game live with you and Bart, and I've seen you guys tear them up when that's needed to be the case. So this
and
is,
we don't want to.
But you have to. I mean, there's sometimes, unless you're just going to be a shill and point out everything that's good, even in bad. I mean, there are enough bad losses where what else are you supposed to do?
Well, we've been a part of some seasons and covered some seasons where, I mean, it's just doom and gloom.
Right.
Right? And so a lot of times it seems like we're kind of, you know, getting the hatchet and we're chopping at this team. It's not true. I think we're passionate about it because we wore the green and white. Bart had obviously better years when he was a Jet than I did. But I do think right now, since 2013, when I joined this team up until now, it's been a roller coaster of a ride, and we've continued to trend downhill. Now we look at this team under Aaron Glenn. Can he build confidence back into this locker room? Because I think about, you know, the person that pops up in my head is Quentin Williams. He'll be 27 years old. Kid's never been to a playoff.
Yeah.
Straight out of Alabama, man, this kid knew nothing but winning, right? And ever since he's been a Jet, he's been a Class A citizen, great model guy, and every year he's going home early. And by the way, the Jets didn't draft him any help this season, which bothered me, right? Like, I look at the Steelers draft when they got the kid Desmond Heyman out of Oregon, and they got the kid Yaha Black, out of Iowa. Both interior guys that could help Cam and Haywood. You know what I mean? So I'm looking at Quentin Williams. If you're invested in a stud D tackle like this, who you know you want him to be a lifer, give him some beef eaters next to him where he's not getting the hell beat out every Sunday. And so, and then you're talking about a secondary right now with the loss of DJ Reed. You know, Sauce is going to need help. Nobody knows what Sauce is going to be like. So I just felt like, yeah, they, you know, Jets did a good enough job acquiring some DBs, but I thought they should have did a better job of getting some beef eaters to kind of beef up the trenches.
All right, on the defense, very simple question for you. Have we overrated them the last several years?
No. No, I think when the Jets had JFM and Sheldon Rankins and Quinn, and then you had a young Jermaine Johnson, those guys, they were legit. They were playing hard, they were playing fast, and they were effective, especially on the Salas defense. Now, on the Aaron Glenn's defense, can we, you know, what is Jermaine Johnson going to look like coming out of injury? You know, because he was a huge factor. Can Will McDonald can be that edge pressure that we need desperately, and can he take another step in another year? So I think there's still so many questions out there. And then Jermaine Sherwood, the fact that he's going to have a full year being the captain of this defense, I think is huge. And so I think there's still a lot of questions, but I think right now it's going to be imperative, man. How can we get, because we didn't stop the run last year at all. We got chewed up. Can we get more beef eaters that can, you know, plug holes and get after it?
All right, on the other side of things with the Giants that we've discussed, and, you know, you're seeing a lot of stuff. I think they had their media shoot yesterday, their mini camp last week, and you're hearing all these great things about Russell Wilson and the way he throws the ball. I feel like we go down this road with every new quarterback, every new team, which is fine. And in May, you can do that, and in June, you can do that. But when the lights go on in September, are they going to be the same disappointing team that we've seen now year after year after year? I don't think so. I actually think the upgrades they've made have been pretty good. The division doesn't help, and I know that. But I still think as long as they look like a well-put-together NFL team, I think that would be progress for sure. Win some games along the way, and perhaps they have a season. They stuck with Dable. I haven't really spoken to you since everything kind of went down. You know, when you look at the Giants this year, do you look at a team on the up, or do you feel like the end for a regime, even despite having Russell Wilson and drafting Jackson Dart and the moves they made?
That's a good question. I think right now from an offensive standpoint for the Giants, I think it once again comes down to their offensive line. You know, Andrew Thomas, can he stay healthy? He's the mainstay of part of that line. But even with Russell Wilson and his leadership, you know he comes with limits, right? He's a lot older now.
He's Mr. Unlimited.
Yeah, he struggled with throwing the ball during his whole career in the middle of the field. Everything was moon balls and out routes. But can he bring a certain moxie and a confidence to this offense where they can be competitive right now? Because you know Malik Nabers is a stud. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, he's obviously the guy. Can they continue to make him be the guy that they need? Can Malik Nabers, in my eyes, be Ja'Marr Chase? That's what I'm trying to get to. Can he be that guy? Can he have that type of production? It looks like it.
Talent-wise, sure.
From a talent standpoint. But I think for Giants fans, they don't mind Russell Wilson. They don't mind anybody. They just want a quarterback they can fall in love with for the future, and they don't have it. So,
well, they hope they drafted it, but we don't know.
With Jackson Dart, right. But we don't know.
But we don't know. And this year, if you see Jackson Dart, that means things didn't go so great, and he'll be in there by, I would think, early November you would start.
Which they don't want.
No, they want to win games.
Yeah, I mean,
they want to win games.
You call out the division. I mean, Washington's a dog. Dallas is potentially a dog. They can come out of their hole. And Philly, I mean, Philly's Philly.
If I was going to punch holes in that, and it's hard to because everything you said is right, I guess the way I would go is it possible Philadelphia offers Super Bowl championship, kind of comes back down to earth a little bit in terms of just, you know, feeling a little satisfied? We do see that from time to time.
Oh, yeah.
With Super Bowl champions. Does in Washington, I'm blanking out on the quarterback's name. Thank you. Does he have that little sophomore step back? Maybe they're not as good. They don't take anybody by surprise this year like they maybe did last year. And with the Cowboys, who the hell knows? I mean, the Cowboys from year to year can win 13 games and then they can win 7 games. And you don't know what they are.
Well, that's a fair point, because I think if you look at one of the strong points for Philly last year was their offensive line, losing Mekhi Becton to San Diego to the Chargers, if you will. How much does that impact them? Yeah, we'll see. Because listen, the right side of the offensive line ate up a lot of defenders, right? And that's where Saquon was able to score a lot of his touchdowns off the right side of the line, where Becton was at right guard. But overall, as far as moving on to Washington, man, I think the biggest question is what type of guy they're going to get out of Deebo Samuels. Because if he Valet, it looks like his best year is a little bit behind him, but if he can be a quarter of that or half of that, that's a great asset for a Washington team that really, they're on the rise with Jaden Daniels. They feel like they have their guy for the next 5 or 10 years. So it's interesting, but I think their defense got a lot better. And, McLaurin, he's looking for a payday. They got to pay him. But there's enough there where they can make another.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Right.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, 7:25, Boomer and Geo program. Willie and Jerry in for the guys, Built Ford Tough Studio, as we send it over to CeeLo.
He's not there, Jerry.
I know he's not. He's out there feverishly working. I see him sprinting in now.
Running.
I love that. It's so awesome. So yesterday, we'll get to CeeLo in just a second. Yesterday, I played a piece, as Geo tipped me off to it, to a sad caller on Saturday with Joe B.
Joe Beningo.
Joe Beningo, who lost focus for a moment as this man is pouring out his heart and soul. And so instead of just playing it, and I'll be very clear, this was on Joe. We were not by any stretch. We felt bad for this man. We were having fun with Joe, who was just spaced out and not paying attention because of other reasons. And I decided to put together, rather than just play it, I made it a little production piece to it. And it sounded something like this, Willie.
Tomorrow's going to be a big day for me, Father's Day, but my daughter hasn't talked to me in 5 years, 6 years. So. I wish she calls me. I hope she calls me, Joe. Yeah. It hurts.
Say that again. I missed it because Zoo was telling me something. What happened with your daughter now? What was the deal?
What was the deal? Joke, my man.
What the hell was that?
So this poor guy is a regular caller of Joe.
You in tears, Jerry. Yeah, tears in his eyes.
Because Joe's like, what was this now?
Say it again.
Oh. Say that again. So the guy was heartbroken because his daughter didn't call him in 5 years, and Joe spaced out on him. What was Joe doing?
Apparently listening to Zoo in the other room, and he missed
it. Say that again. I missed it because Zoo was telling me something. What happened with your daughter now? What was the deal?
I mean, so you feel horrible for the guy.
What did the guy say after that?
Well, he can tell us because John and Bayonne has called in.
Okay.
John, it is Jerry and Willie. First of all, I do apologize. I hope you are okay. This was nothing to do with you. This was all on Joe. Good morning. How are you?
Jerry, Willie.
Yes.
Al, thank you very much. I can take that because I knew it was not me. I was glad you did it because it was worth the way you did it with the music playing like that. Yes, it was a sad day on Sunday, but a moment like that made it a glad day because I have great people at the fan.
Oh, that's good.
You guys are the greatest. I mean, when I had my first baby born, I called the Pete Franklin.
Wow.
And he sent me flowers, you know, for the baby being born. Told Al, I used to have my sports bars commercial there at the fan, the Big Apple. You guys have been the greatest since the beginning of time, and I'm glad you're still there. Mm-hmm. I mean, the other radios did them. And you guys have always been my number one.
Awesome.
But when I heard that, you said, I got moment of the day. Something told me, John, let me see it was about your feelings. And wow, I was so happy that my words got across, you know, and you were sympathetic. And of course, Joe, you know, Joe.
Yes, Joe is Joe. I am, you know what, John, I feel for you. I know that was a rough day on Sunday. I am glad that you've gotten through it. So I guess you have not spoken to her since?
Nah, you know, Jerry, listen, it's sad because I didn't have to wrong. I gave my kids, both of them, the world. One's a doctor, one's a big boss in the hotel business. We lived a beautiful life up in Basker Ridge. But when daddy don't have money no more, you know, I don't exist. I never abused my kids. I took care of them. I was with them. I changed their diapers. I did everything to raise my kids.
Wow.
I didn't get divorced over being a bad father or being a cheater and all like that. My ex-wife had her mental issues, and I couldn't straighten it out. So that was the best route to go, that she didn't, you know, something serious happened to her. She's got a life together. She's doing well. She's well off. Me, I'm struggling. You know, I'm struggling, you know, and the good Lord will get me through the storm he does for 16 years. And like I said, you guys made, and it all boiled down to Bethpage, because in 2000, me and my daughters went to Bethpage, buy two tickets from a customer line up in Warren.
U.S. Open?
Yeah, the U.S. Open, yeah, with Tiger, Phil, Sergio, and I forget the other four guy. And we went to the first tee, and it was about 15,000 people there. My daughter said, Dad, we're short. We're not going to see nothing, you know? So she said, let's go to the 18th hole and watch all the, you know, the losers coming in because there were high scores, you know?
Right.
And we're sitting here, relaxing in the grass. And I come home. My son opens the door for me. Goes, you and Ashley were on TV. I said, what? He said, yeah. I said, get out of here. He goes, Ashley's wearing a Nike shirt. Now, my daughter didn't get out of the car yet. We were on TV, and there was Johnny Miller, I think, was doing it. And he said, listen, look at that. Father and daughter on Father's Day, just relaxing,
wow,
having ice cream, watching the thing. So in life, you know, you have those moments. I'll never forget the moment my daughter made her first birdie out of the rough in Hawk Point, you know. So, you know, as a father, it hurts. But, you know, you keep on praying that they see the light, you know, because the good Lord, they say, honor thy father and honor thy mother, you know. So,
well, John, hang in there. I feel your pain. I'm glad that we're here for you. I'm glad you took it the right way. And we will talk again soon. Thoughts are with you, for
sure.
Say
that again.
Shut up, Joe. So, yeah, that was a rough one.
Yeah, that
so
was
bad for him. But I'm glad he's got the right attitude and he sees what we were doing. And that was the one thing when I played it. I'm like, eh. But it really was, it was having fun with Joe. So,
Joe B. Somebody needs to help Joe.
That's okay. That's fine. It was funny.
Yeah.
It wasn't really his fault either. It was the collection and the timing of everything.
How many times have you been on there? You get sidetracked because of Al Dukes.
So it's funny. Long time ago, if you ever notice, I keep one ear off.
Right.
I can hear if someone's talking, but I can't really hear it. So then when I'm ready, I'll put it back on. But yeah, it can happen very easily. Happens all the time.
Have you ever been Joe Beningled where?
No, I don't think that's ever happened to me.
Okay.
No, I don't believe so. It's happened to other hosts, and I mean, there are famous ones, and I know you can find them all, the Melusis one. I mean, well, there's a lot of them.
The Melusis one.
What?
What?
You've played it 17 times.
Yeah. I don't
but he
know
used
that
it as a cover.
Correct. Yeah. Thank you, Eddie.
For laughing at the caller.
Yes.
He threw Russell Mathis under the bus to cover.
That's a good point. Okay. Yeah. I gotcha.
You got me?
Yes. I thought Russell said something that he had him laughing. No. I gotcha. Okay. Never mind. Yeah. I went that. I know we took away some of your time. That's I do apologize, right. But take it away.
Brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. I will bring you one next hour. Not that.
Yeah, sure.
That I thought of when I heard this Joe thing yesterday. Now, a little different because this wasn't a producer getting in this host's ear. But similar where what was being said on air and the host not really recognizing or understanding what it was turned out to be kind of humorous.
Sounds
so I can get that for you next hour. All right, it was another rough night for the Yankees offense as they came back home, got shut out by the Angels, 1-0 in 11 innings. We got to name a thriving player of the game brought to you by ThriveWell Infusion. Certainly could go with Clark Schmidt, who turned in his longest outing of the season, 7 2/3 of four-hit shutout ball. But got to go with the masher who returned from double tennis elbow and swung it well in his season debut.
1-2 here to Stanton. Pitch. Swung on, hit hard. Oh, under the glove of Renjifo. They'll pinch hit for it. And they're sending him to second. And Big G's going to lead off with a double. Oh, did he smoke that ball? Claps his hands. They'll pinch run with Dominguez with him. And Big G getting a standing ovation here at the stadium.
When guys like him and Judge are up, you're playing third base. You're going to fear for your life.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A third base coach as well.
So, yeah, well, yeah. You're right. The third base coach, too. That's right.
Dave Sims here on the Fan. So, Giancarlo Stanton, our Yankees thriving player of the game, brought to you by ThriveWell, New York's premier infusion and injection center, saving lives drip by drip. Visit ThriveWellInfusion.com.
Stanton, you can sit on my face.
No. What an invite.
Oh, boy. You know our boy JJ, right? John Jastrzemski?
Yeah.
That's his sister.
I'm sure she's really thrilled that you just said that.
I mean, it's well documented at this point.
I think forgotten, though.
It's been forgotten. That. Eddie's pretty good at playing that quite often.
Yeah.
She's since married, so it's all good, you know?
Never mind.
Hey, anyway. Shoot for the stars.
Yeah, that's right. That was a few years ago now, so, you know, times have changed. Anyway,
can I ask a question about that?
Yeah.
How is that audio so clear? Like, where did that come from?
I believe it was her phone.
Yeah.
She like, filmed it and posted it.
That's what I mean. So you saying she doesn't want to out in
so
that.
I thought that was caught on video somewhere else, and we got hold of it.
Nah.
So that was her posting it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Probably Instagram, if I had to guess.
Oh, God.
Or Twitter. Both.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Like I said, she was single at the time.
No, so I, whatever.
It's all good.
To each his
own. Maybe she wasn't. I don't know.
You can sit on my face.
Anyway.
Wow. Not now, honey.
Big G was 2-for-4 with the leadoff double in the ninth. But obviously the Yankees never played it a run as his pinch runner, Jason Dominguez, quickly ran into some bad luck.
Jansen ready, takes a look at Dominguez at second. The 2-2. He runs for third. Here's a breaking ball. Hit the third. Oh, the ball went right to Renjifo and he tagged him for the out.
It's a very good
ball. Oh, my goodness. And Renjifo is hurt holding his right knee.
And that was sandwiched around strikeouts from Jazz Chisholm and Austin Wells. Yanks couldn't plate the free runner in the 10th or the 11th inning either, while the Angels plated their lone run on an RBI double from Nolan Shanwell just inside third base. Frustrated Jonathan Loisaitl at the end of that inning spiked the ball down on the infield grass, which you don't see all that often. Mm. We covered the offensive struggles for the Yanks last hour. Hopefully the return of Stanton sparks something. First glance at the trickle-down effect had Paul Goldschmidt out of the starting lineup against a righty starter as Ben Rice played first base with Stanton as the DH, though Goldschmidt did later enter the game, and Stanton expects a lot of shuffling moving forward.
Whatever's best for us to win, that's the most important. And the guys that aren't going to be starting are going to come in huge pinch hit spots. So in that opportunity, it's usually a chance to win the game anyway. So we'll work with it.
And someone will get hurt along the way, too, will make this much easier, too. And
you want to make a prediction since Boomer got Senga hurt with the hamstring last week?
Do I? No, I do not.
Throw something out there, and tonight someone will be...
No, I mean, if you were going to ask me, I think the likely people would be LeMahieu getting re-injured just because of his age.
Stanton, always a candidate.
Yeah, he looked...
I hope
you're
he
right.
Good
but
last
he, and he was running well, too.
I know. Well, I would hope.
Well, but last year he wasn't running at all.
I know, but running is one of the few things he was able to do probably while he was dealing with the tennis elbow situation.
I thought he looked good, though.
He did.
I actually thought he didn't look as
clunky.
Chiseled.
Well, we had said that last year. That was part of his... Well, he said he kind of went away from some of that.
He just looks good.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to say him. If
have
I was
you ever
gonna...
seen him in person?
No, I can only imagine. I'm aware.
He's ripped.
Yes, but that's what I'm saying. Like, he looks like he's softened up a little bit to where it doesn't look like, you know, the glowing muscles are in your face.
I'd like to soften up and look like that.
Well, you got to get to where he was first.
I understand.
So yeah, I would say, who did I say first? LeMahieu was one. Yeah. If I was going to, probably just because of his age, I would say a Goldschmidt.
Okay.
Those would be the two.
Fair enough. Series continues this evening. Will Warren, Kyle Hendricks, the starters, pregame 6:25 here on The Fan and the free Odyssey app. You get the Mets and the Braves beginning a series down in the Atlanta area. Good pitching matchup for the opener, David Peterson, Spencer Schwellenbach, who certainly had his way with the Mets last season. The Red Sox, after their sweep of the Yankees and the trade of Rafael Devers, flew to Seattle to face the Mariners, and one of their big-time prospects who recently made his big league debut had a night to remember.
Gilbert throws, and Roman drives one high and deep into right field. It is at the warning track, at the wall, gone! Roman Anthony hits his first major league homer, just like Devers.
Now, I don't know the context. Maybe Devers' first home run was in Seattle. Maybe. I don't think he was saying, hey, look, it's Rafael Devers, right. You know, that sort of thing. But loomed large as the Red Sox shut out Seattle in that game, 2-0. Red Sox management with the media on the Devers trade. Here was Craig Breslow. Hey, we brought some pieces back. Maybe we'll use some of those to flip for others as we go along here with this young up-and-coming roster.
Being really intentional about the environment that we create for these young players to thrive in, then I do think that there is a real chance that at the end of the season we're looking back and we've won more games than we otherwise would have.
Wow.
That might be a bit of a stretch. I did see.
So is this a rebuild? Like, I'm confused by what.
I think a lot of people are confused.
I understand to a certain degree he was unhappy. I get that, sure. But I also know that after a rough few weeks to start the season, he's been really good. So even if he wasn't happy, he was very productive. I mean, look at those numbers.
That's where I don't think it's a rebuild. I think they just reached a point where something had to give because they tried to mend the fence with him and get to a spot where both sides could kind of find common ground, and they didn't.
So then let's bring it back to this then. You couldn't have gotten better than what they got for him?
That's the criticism, and I'll find it for next hour. There was a very bizarre quote that I read from Breslow that we didn't have in the system, so I got to check and make sure it was legit, but it didn't really make a lot of sense.
Fair enough.
He was trying to say. Quickly before I go, NBA Finals last night, this is a quick one. Dog breaking it down before we got to the game.
Okay.
Just a little preview on his SiriusXM show.
Getting ready for game 5 tonight in the NBA is that Indiana probably blew their chance to win a championship, their first ever NBA title. They were discombobulated in the last 6-7 minutes.
Is your latest one?
Discombobulated.
Discombobulated.
You think at this point he's doing any of this on purpose?
Some of it, yeah. Some of it, no. Discombobulated, at least for most of this game, were the Pacers. They were down 18, though they did cut
it
to
two. Right? Yeah.
They did. And then Jalen Williams, part of his big night, hit a big three to get the momentum swinging back the other way. He finished with 40 points.
Have you had any interest in these games?
Very little, if I'm being honest.
Very little.
I know, think that's the risk.
I've been talking about Stanley Cup Finals.
So I've watched the games that have been on a Friday or Saturday night, but during the week, there's just no chance. So I'm a fringe fan.
There's no rhythm to it either.
Well, because the days off,
another 2 days off.
How do you not have a game on Father's Day either?
Understood.
U.S. Open, I guess.
I suppose, but the game, you could have put the game on at 8 o'clock at night. Yeah. Right as the U.S. Open's ending.
Sure.
You have very little interest in it. I would ask the two guys in there, that answer is two stone faces.
They're not
in
sports, period.
Yeah, I'm still salty about the Knicks loss. That's part of it. But also, I'm just not, doesn't get me up to see the Pacers and Thunder.
Yeah, no, it's part of it.
I'm just not.
And they're both good teams, but it's not a sexy match.
They're fighting their tails off, by the way.
It's been physical.
Yeah.
There's no doubt.
Well, Shea, not to be outdone by the 40 points from Jalen Williams, had 31 points, 10 assists, a couple of blocks as well. He had a big game. Halliburton's banged up, so we'll see if OKC can close it out in Game 6 back in Indianapolis, like I said, Thursday night. And you got Stanley Cup Final Game 6 tonight. Panthers and Oilers as Florida goes for the closeout and back-to-back Stanley Cup championship.
It's the
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom?
Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Boomer and Geo Podcast from WFAN.
All right, 10 in front of 8. It is Willie and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo. The guys are, I told you, they're at Bethpage Black. If you see them, go up to them, take photos, say hello. They love it when you say hi. Engage with them, talk Mets. Geo loves it if you want to talk Giants with him. So feel free to go up and say hello to the guys. They will be back tomorrow morning. We don't have a lot of time, so this is a good time to. I have a question.
Yeah, what's
up? And this is something that Al and I have discussed on the podcast numerous times, and it came up again a couple of days ago. And this is the post-pandemic tipping situation. Now, you own a bar, so you're a good person to ask about this.
Okay.
What is the, what's the right word here? Protocol's not the right word. What is the proper etiquette in terms of this day and age now, no matter where you go, fast food restaurant, pizza place, sub shop, they tell you how much your meal is, and then they flip the thing around and ask you if you want a tip or not.
Oh, sometimes they don't even ask. They just show you. They just kind of leave it there. Like, are we done here? And they like, flip their thing around.
Even at games. Like in arenas and stadiums.
That happened to me the other day at a restaurant. We went, the family. We were eating. Great meal. No problem. And as I'm doing the check, the lady goes like this. Doesn't say anything. And I looked. And I was like, oh, tip. And you know, you just click if you, you know, 18%, 20% or whatever. And I gave her a 22% tip and went out the way. But
that's at a restaurant where you expect to do that. I'm talking more. So I'll give you an example. We were in Arizona a couple of years ago, and we went to a Froyo place, and that was part ice cream. But it was one of these places where you go in, you grab your dish, you go do the ice cream, you pick out your toppings, and you bring it to check out.
No reason to tip.
And the guy turned it around for a tip, and my wife, God bless her, goes, for what?
Yeah.
Like, you didn't do anything.
Yeah, I'm the same way. If you do nothing, you shouldn't get the
all right, tip. So Willie Colon takes the family out to Pizza Hut.
Correct.
They even exist anymore?
They do.
And it's a takeout. You're not sitting down. You're not tipping.
It's 50-50. It depends. If I'm in a good mood, I'm like, yeah, why not? If I'm like, you know, I'm fighting with the kids and I'm just in an ornery mood, no, I normally don't tip.
The thing that gets me, and I think this is what we've discussed, is in the past, you kind of knew where and who you tipped. Like, you tipped waitresses and waiters because they got paid less because they lived on tips. If you now have a job that you are getting an hourly, I'm not saying no one's getting rich, but if you're getting an hourly rate, like, why don't we tip gas people? Gas attendants.
That's a good point. Well, sometimes, I do that. Sometimes, if it's, I have empathy for those guys, especially like if you're flying around Jersey and it's cold, you know, the weather's coming down heavy on those guys. They all bundled up. I will, if I got like a five laying around, I'll slip a guy.
A five. Eddie or Al, you're tipping the gas attendant?
No.
Eddie?
I don't, but I usually pump my own gas, even though I'm not supposed to.
All right. What if they wash your windows?
If do they still got squeezy
guys? They still got squeezy guys.
Yeah, they do. Some, not all do it, but some do.
I think you have to assume now, like, people don't have cash. So if you're going to squeegee my windows, I don't have, you know.
You're not giving them anything.
Because I don't have anything.
Yeah, I think each his own. If a guy's pumping my gas and it's pouring outside and he's all wet and he looks cold and he's shaking, I tend to throw him some.
Here's another one that we generally don't tip, but we will tip the fast food people now. Mechanics.
Oh, I've never tipped a mechanic.
Why not?
I don't know why.
Think about the work that they do on your car. And I'm not saying, like, if you go to a bigger place.
You're talking about if you slide through a Valvoline or something like that?
Well, you could say that too. Sure, absolutely. Like, why not? They just spent a half hour working on your car, and then you go and pay the man. Why would you not give the mechanic $10?
I paid a car wash guy after they finished kind of buffing down the truck.
But why not the mechanic?
That's what I mean. I just never even thought about it.
Ever.
Hmm.
What if you bust into a bodega at 4:30 to go use the dumper?
What will he do?
Should probably tip that guy.
Should have.
Or buy a bacon, egg, and cheese.
But you didn't.
So, I didn't. I hightailed it out of there. He looked at me like I stole something, too.
I'm still bothered, or I shouldn't say bothered, because I'm not going in there to eat. I guess puzzled by the fact that you said he was putting out, like, lunch-type food at 4 o'clock in the morning.
He was.
Like, how long is that out there for? It can't be sitting there for 7-8 hours.
It was a hot buffet, and he was just, like, laying stuff out there. And then I flew by him again and scared the hell out of him.
You would scare the hell out of me, too. I think anybody that... I think we're in a very delicate time. Is that fair to say? I think anybody that would bust into a small shop,
yes,
I would think you would be a little terrified.
No, I get it. I understand his reaction, and I just wish he would have said something. He didn't give me direction. He was just stuck. He was like frozen.
I would be frozen too.
Yeah, but I almost ruined myself, so I just needed some help.
This seems personal. Michael in Fanwood. What's up, Michael? How are you?
Hey, Jerry. Nice to talk to you. And Willie, good hearing you. You guys are so funny on the radio. Nice. Jerry, I'm calling because last week I actually volunteered at Boomer's outing down at Due Process. It was a nice time, but it was a little awkward that they didn't invite you. So
that's okay.
I'm
not invited to that. No, I was not. That's okay.
Hold up. I understood the Bethpage situation. Right?
Okay. How does this guy know? Oh, because you were there, Michael. Got it.
But why not Booms? Like, you're part of the team. Like,
don't know.
If this is the next big three, Boom is obviously Big Cat.
I don't know.
Gio's obviously Brunson. You're Josh Hart. You are the Josh Hart.
I don't know. It's all good. It doesn't matter.
And you said nothing.
What am I going to say? Of course I said nothing.
You should. I mean, I'm with Michael here. Like, there should be some type of conversation.
There's no need for a conversation. We're good. It's fine.
Michael, well, how about this?
I'm with you, Mike.
How about this conversation? So, I'm actually playing in Willie's outing on Monday here in New Jersey.
Love it.
And I had a spot open up last night with a cancellation. And I'm calling Jerry to see if you'd like to play in it.
God, Michael, I would love to, but as you will see on Monday, I have something very personal going on this week.
But hold on, before you say that.
I'm not going to be here for a couple of days.
But Michael's trying to hit you with something. I invited you.
You did.
Okay,
yes, you did.
So let Michael know that, because Michael threw that out there as to say, like...
Well, I do appreciate the invite, though, from Michael. It's very nice. I really would love to. I told Willie I'd like to go to Michael, but You'll see. I'm not going to be here for the next couple of days. I can't.
Yeah, but let the people know at my outing, you were invited.
Yes.
Unlike Boomer's outing.
I play in Boomer's outing in October every year.
So you've played?
In October, yes.
But why not?
Long Island. I don't know. I didn't ask.
I don't know. And I don't like the fact that
it's not a big deal.
You're a part of this traveling circus.
It's whatever, man.
You guys were down at the shore.
We were.
You guys looked great. Oh, the whole cast. Everybody
It was
a good time. You guys did a great job. It was fun to watch. I was actually folding clothes and watching you guys.
Thank you.
I'm just telling you what I was doing. I don't know if it made sense, but
did you have any clothes on?
Yes, I had underwear.
Okay, that's a start, I guess. Yeah. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know. It doesn't matter. We're good. Whatever. It's fine.
This BS, Jerry.
That's fine. I played anyway Tuesday. I played Monday and Tuesday. Just not there. That's all.
But the invite,
it's fine.
Sometimes you'd rather say no than not get invited.
It doesn't faze me. I don't care.
I think you're lying, but okay.
It does not matter. I know we're late, but Chris in Lakewood, what's up, Chris?
Hey, Jerry. Hey, Willie. I like you guys' show. Now, what do you think? Do you think having a tip jar out is the same thing as turning the screen around?
I don't.
And hitting? What's the difference?
You know what? Yeah. That's a very good question. It's a great question. I feel like the tip jar has been there for 100 years, and if you have a couple bucks lying around, you throw it in.
This is new technology, but
you know what the difference is, Jerry?
Go.
The difference is after your transaction, if they picked up the tip jar and shook it at
you. Yes, exactly.
That would be the equivalent.
I agree. Yeah, as opposed to the way they turn the screen now, and it's very awkward. Tip, no tip, and they know. I don't know.
I got a pedicure 2 weeks ago. I tipped the lady. I cashed out.
But you don't tip your mechanic.
I just never thought to.
I just never.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.